In Southern California, strong riptides and huge surf are scouring the coast. It's all thanks to Hurricane Marie. The storm is churning hundreds of miles to the southwest, off the coast of Baja California. There's been some flooding in cities around Los Angeles, and authorities are urging people to stay out of the water. But these are exactly the kinds of conditions that expert surfers live for. NPR's Kirk Sigler sent us this postcard today from Newport Beach.
The best place to check out the huge swells and those who dare ride them is here at a famous spot known as the Wedge. Huge aqua green waves bounce off a long rock jetty and collide with incoming swells. And when a surfer catches one of these 15-foot high bad boys, it's a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, it was fun. There's some waves coming through for sure.
Surfer Scotty Bredesen drove down from L.A. early this morning for a piece of the action.
Yeah, on the higher tide, it's probably going to break in pretty close, so definitely have to get in there and make sure you make the drops so you don't go over the falls, you know, and hurt yourself. So.
You're out of breath from paddling, I'm sure, but also a little adrenaline?
Yeah, definitely some adrenaline. That's why I'm here.
There are also hundreds of people here lining the beach to watch, including Peggy Schmidt and Karen Barron.
We have friends in from Seattle, and this is the best tourist attraction there is when it's firing, so it's a lot of fun for them to get to see the waves.
We heard this was the equivalent of a snow day.
Yes, in California, this is a snow day. Everybody cuts from work and school and comes out to watch the Wedge.
Good ride.
We're watching just wave after wave come in. Here comes the surfer right in the swell, and then he just bit it. 15, 20 feet high, I'd say.
These are the kinds of waves you'd expect to see in Hawaii or Australia, more on surf videos, and there are a lot of people filming here. There's even a handful of drones. Frankie DeSoro owns this one. It can fly for 20 minutes right up close. It's the best way to film all the action. But DeSoro is a surfer himself.
Are you bummed to not be out there yourself?
Kind of. It's a little, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of gnarly out there, so I'm not too bummed. So it's fun to watch.
A few people have been treated for minor injuries here this morning, and lifeguards and fire departments are busy today. Yesterday, an hour to the north, the surfer died in Malibu, and authorities are trying to urge everyone but the experts to stay on the shore and sit this one out.
Kind of tired, almost drowned.
He's got some big wave surfer. He just got that last huge one.
John Lagandia gets out of the water and walks into the crowd, clutching his board, feeling a little spooked.
Yeah, no, it's serious out there. You know, I need to catch my breath for a second.
But a few seconds later, he's back in the water. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Newport Beach, California.